Yeah. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. It's been like a wake up call, cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning. Serious.
Thank you, Father God, for this morning. We praise you. We thank you, God. We give you glory and honor. You made this day, God, and it is great. You made this morning, God. It's a good morning. Good morning, Father God. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, good morning. Holy Spirit, good morning. Good morning, good morning, Father. Thank you. Lord, we give you praise. We give you the honor for keeping us and strengthening us in our spirits, able to lean on you and depend on you, God, and stand on your word. Thank you for bringing us up, Lord God, rising up above the crowd and above the noise and above the obstacles that the enemy puts in front of us, Lord. You have caused us to triumph in everything, God. Whether it was our enemy, whether it was our own sin, God, you delivered us from these things. We give you praise and honor and glory this morning because you are the one we put our trust in for salvation, Jesus. Good morning, Tedline. We thank God. He's been good, has he not? Isn't he been good? It's impossible to go a day without seeing all the things around us that God has delivered us from, that he's blessed us with or delivered us from, and those who don't see that, they're just blind. They're just not as blessed. And it really is a blessing to see what God has brought you from, where you've come from, those enemies that he has removed out of the way, destroyed, conquered on our behalf and enabled us to claim victory in Jesus, triumph in Jesus. And that's why this week God put the Song of Moses on my heart. And that's going to be the title this morning. This message is the Song of Moses, the Song of You. I'm going to bring your attention to Exodus 15. What's happening here in the previous chapter 14, what happens is that legendary moment in time when God brings his people out of Egypt with the stubborn Pharaoh hot on their heels, with a hard heart, intent on destroying God's people, but God leads his people into a narrow place, basically between a rock and a hard place, you'd say. And the children of Israel had to put their entire trust and faith in what God was giving Moses, what God was directing Moses to do. And at that moment, they saw the hand of God, deliverance from their past, from the slavery, from their enemy, from the oppressor, from the devil, from everything that sought out to destroy them and to restrain them and hinder them and block them and imprison them. God delivered them in that moment, that triumphant moment when those waters parted. And they walked through a cross on dry land, and as they got to the other side, we know the story. God told Moses to lift his hand up and lift the rod up over the waters that they would come down, and the enemy was defeated. So now in Exodus 15, we find these words. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea, The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains are all drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom of us as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright as an heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Oh, thou didst blow with thy wind. The sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Thou stretchest out thy right hand. The earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hath led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone. Till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over, which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in, and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots, and with his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Before the name of it, it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, What shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which he then had cast into the waters. The waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them, and said, If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. And they came to Elim, where were 12 wells of water, and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. I want to bring your attention now to Deuteronomy 31. I'm going to read from King James. And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord hath said unto me, Thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did unto Sihon, and to Og, king of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that you may do unto them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua, and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong, and of good courage, for thou must go with this people into the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And Moses wrote this law, and delivered it unto the priest, the son of Levi, which bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and unto all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, At the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the feast of tabernacles, when all Israel is come to appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, and they may hear, and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of this law. And that their children, which have not known anything, may hear, and learn the fear of the Lord your God, as long as ye live in the land whither you go over Jordan to possess it. And the Lord said unto Moses, Behold, thy days approach that thou must die. Call Joshua, and present yourselves in the tabernacle of the congregation, that I may give him a charge. And Moses and Joshua went, and presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. And the Lord appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of a cloud. A pillar of the cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord said unto Moses, Behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, and this people will rise up, and go a-whoring after the gods of the strangers of the land, whither they go to be among them, and will forsake me, and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them. So that they will say in that day, Are not these evils come upon us, because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day, for all the evils which they shall have wrought, in that they are turned unto other gods. Now therefore write ye this song for you, and teach it to the children of Israel, put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I shall have brought them into the land which I swear unto their fathers, that floweth with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxen fat, then will they turn unto other gods and serve them, and provoke me, and break my covenant. And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles are befallen them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed. For I know their imagination which they go about, even now, before I have brought them into the land which I swear. Moses therefore wrote this song the same day, and taught it to the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge, and said, Be strong and of good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with them. And it came to pass, when Moses had made an end of writing the words of the law in a book, until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, saying, Take this book of the law, and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there for a witness against thee. For I know thy rebellion, and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against the Lord, and how much more after my death? Gather unto me all the elders of your tribes, and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth to record against them. For I know that after my death you will utterly corrupt yourselves, and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you. The evil will befall you in the latter days, because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord, and provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. Now we're going to read from Deuteronomy 32, but I'm going to read from the ESV. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and let the earth hear the words of my mouth. May my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, like gentle rain upon the tender grass, and like showers upon the herb. For I will proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God, the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and upright is he. They have dealt corruptly with him. They are no longer his children because they are blemished. They are a crooked and twisted generation. Do you thus repay the Lord, you foolish and senseless people? Is not he your father who created you, who made you, and established you? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High gave to the nations their inheritance, when he divided mankind, he fixed the borders of the peoples according to the number of the sons of God. But the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob, his allotted heritage. He found him in a desert land and in the howling waste of the wilderness. He encircled him. He cared for him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. Like an eagle that stirs up its nest, that flutters over its young, spreading out its wings, catching them, bearing them on its pinions. The Lord alone guided him. No foreign god was with him. He made him ride on the high places of the land, and he ate the produce of the field. And he suckled him with the honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock. Curds from the herd, and milk from the flock, with fat of lambs, rams of Bashan, and goats, with the very finest of the wheat. And he drank foaming wine made from the blood of the grape. But Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. He grew fat, stout, and sleek. Then he forsook God who made him and scoffed at the rock of his salvation. They stirred him to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations. They provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons that were no gods, to gods that they had never known, to new gods that had come recently, whom your fathers had never dreaded. You were unmindful of the rock that bore you, and you forgot the God who gave you birth. The Lord saw it and spurned them because of the provocation of his sons and his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be, for they are a perverse generation, children in whom is no faithfulness. They have made me jealous with what is no God. They have provoked me to anger with their idols. So I will make them jealous with those who are no people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled by my anger, and it burns to the depths of Sheol, devours the earth and its increase, and sets on fire the foundations of the mountains. And I will heap disasters upon them. I will spend my arrows on them. They shall be wasted with hunger and devoured by plague and poisonous pestilence. I will send the teeth of beasts against them with the venom of things that crawl in the dust. Outdoors the sword shall be reaved, and indoors terror. For young men and women alike, the nursing child with a man of gray hairs, I would have said, I will cut them to pieces, I will wipe them from human memory, had I not feared provocation by the enemy, lest their adversaries should misunderstand, lest they should say, our hand is triumphant, it was not the Lord who did all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, and there is no understanding in them. If they were wise, they would understand this. They would discern their latter end. How could one have chased 1,000 and two have put 10,000 to flight unless their rock had sold them and the Lord had given them up? For their rock is not as our rock. Our enemies are by themselves. For their vine comes from the vine of Sodom and from the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of poison. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of serpents and the cruel venom of asps. Is not this laid up in store with me, sealed up in my treasuries? Vengeance is mine, and recompense, for the time when their foot shall slip, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and their doom comes swiftly. For the Lord will vindicate his people, and have compassion on his servants. When he sees that their power is gone, and there is none remaining, bond or free, then he will say, Where are their gods, the rock in which they took refuge, who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you. Let them be your protection. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God beside me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and swear, as I live forever, if I sharpen my flashing sword and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will take vengeance on my adversaries and will repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh with the blood of the slain and the captives from the long-haired heads of the enemy. Rejoice with him, O heavens. Bow down to him, all gods. For he avenges the blood of his children and takes vengeance on his adversaries. He repays those who hate him and cleanses his people's land. Moses came and recited all the words of this song in the hearing of the people, he and Joshua, the son of Nun. And when Moses had finished speaking all these words to all Israel, he said to them, "Take to heart all the words by which I am warning you today, that you may command them to your children, that they may be careful to do all the words of this law. For it is no empty word for you, but your very life. And by this word you shall live long in the land that you are going over the Jordan to possess." That very day the Lord spoke to Moses, "Go up to this mountain of the Abiram, Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab opposite Jericho, and view the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the people of Israel for a possession. And die on the mountain which you go up, and be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother died in Mount Hor, and was gathered to his people. Because you broke faith with me in the midst of the people of Israel, as the waters of Meribah Hadesh, in the wilderness of Zin. And because you did not treat me as holy in the midst of the people of Israel, for you shall see the land before you, but you shall not go there into the land that I am giving to the people of Israel." So, the book of Psalms is mostly attributed to King David authoring them, but one of the psalms is actually the oldest psalm, is attributed to Moses. And the song of Moses, as you heard, was a lot about the delivery of God from the enemy of Egypt. But it was a lot about the trouble of the rebellion and the stubbornness of his own people, and the warning and the promise, the surety of God's righteousness that is, although knowing that his people, before they even crossed the river into the land of Canaan, God knew their sins, God knew their hardness, their wicked thoughts. He already knew this. But God's deliverance isn't just a punishing blow to the enemy on our behalf. It's also a saving redemption of our own sin. See, we are his purchase, and he has a plan. From beginning to end, he has a plan that's thorough and thought through, and that does not fail. He will not fail, neither his word. I want you to see in Revelation 15, something that we haven't seen yet. We're not there yet, but we will see. Just as the children of Israel didn't see all that was in the land that they were promised, still God knew who they were. He knew spiritually who they were, their thoughts, before they had went to the promised land. But when they got over and through the trials of Egypt, God put the song of Moses in his heart and made sure that he passed it on to his people, and the children that were to come, as a warning, but also as a reminder of what God did on their behalf. And in Revelation 15, it says, "Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and amazing, seven angels with seven plagues, which are the last, for with them the wrath of God is finished. And I saw what appeared to be a sea of glass mingled with fire, and also those who had conquered the beast and its image and the number of its name standing beside the sea of glass with harps of God in their hands. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and amazing are your deeds, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. After this I looked, and the sanctuary of the tent of witness in heaven was opened. And out of the sanctuary came the seven angels and the seven plagues, clothed in pure, bright linen, with golden sashes around their chests. And one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God who lives forever and ever. And the sanctuary was filled with the smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one could enter the sanctuary until the seven plagues of the seven angels were finished. Psalm 90. I read you Psalm 90. It's called the Prayer of Moses, the Man of God. Verse 1, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For a thousand years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as sheep. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass, which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins, in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet it is their strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. We knoweth the power of thine anger. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. Moses wrote of the victories God gave to his people. Moses wrote a lot of things. God gave Moses instructions on detailed blueprints for the tabernacle, how to build the ark, how to assemble men, and how to assemble the tribes around the tabernacle in the midst of them, which one should go where. Teaching and giving statutes and laws about what to eat and what's good for you and how to clean and how to minister in the temple. There were so many things that God told Moses to write. And Moses wrote a song of the deliverance of God. In the song of the deliverance of God are warnings. See, he wrote and documented the history of the deliverance that came from the right hand of God, documenting so to tell all the people and to tell all their children about the victories that in their God, from their God, by their God. But those deliverances weren't just from the enemies of God's people. Those deliverances were from their own sins, their own failures, their own iniquities and transgressions. And he penned the faults and their failures of the people and about their stubborn, rebellious ways to show us that we must hear and know and tell the story that God, our deliverer, took us from this, not to return, but took us from it, to go into the promised land, not to go back, but to go into the promised land. And when he delivers us from our own failures and sins and transgressions, he delivers us not to return to those, but to go into the promised land, that is the ways of God, the knowledge of God, the spiritual things of God. See, all those trials and attacks and spills along the way, God took Israel and transformed them, strengthened them, equipped them so that they could be victorious in him. And because Moses was instructed to write this song, to write these things for them and for warnings and for remembrances for them and their future generations, we see David doing the same thing in Psalm 73. Truly, God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, for they have no pangs until death. Their bodies are fat and sleek. They are not in trouble as others are. They are not stricken like the rest of mankind. Therefore, pride is in their necklace. Violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes swell out through fatness. Their hearts overflow with follies. They scoff and speak with malice. Loftily they threaten oppression. They set their mouths against the heavens, and their tongue struts through the earth. Therefore his people turn back to them and find no fault in them. And they say, "How can God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the wicked, always at ease. They increase in riches. All in vain have I kept my heart clean and washed my hands in innocence. For all the day long I have been stricken and rebuked every morning. If I had said, 'I will speak thus,' I would have betrayed the generation of your children. But when I thought how to understand this, it seemed to me a wearisome task until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I discerned their end. Truly, you set them in slippery places, and you make them fall to ruin. How they are destroyed in a moment, swept away utterly by terrors, like a dream when one awakes. O Lord, when you rouse yourself, you despise them as phantoms. When my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in heart, I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast toward you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me through your counsel, with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me to glory. Have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you. But for me, it is good to be near you, God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works." See, here David is telling about the deliverances. Here, the deliverances from his own failures. Not just of his enemies, many, many, many of the Psalms David wrote are about deliverances from his enemies, from those pursuing him, trying to assassinate him, trap him, imprison him, scoff him, defile his name. But this one, he's talking about God's deliverance from his own failures, his own flesh, his own trials, himself. In Psalm 105, it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that he has done, his miracles and the judgments he uttered. O offspring of Abraham, his servant, children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever. The word that he commanded for 1,000 generations, the commandment that he made to Abraham, his sworn promise to Isaac, which he confirmed to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as your portion for an inheritance. When they were few in number, of little account, and sojourners in it, wandering from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people, he allowed no one to oppress them. He rebuked kings on their account, saying, touch not my anointed ones, do my prophets no harm. When he summoned a famine on the land and broke all supply of bread, he had sent a man ahead of them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. His feet were hurt with fetters put in a collar of iron until what he had said came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the peoples set him free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions, to bind his princes at his pleasure, and to teach his elders wisdom. Then Israel came to Egypt. Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham, and the Lord made his people very fruitful, and made them stronger than their foes. He turned their hearts to hate his people, to deal craftily with his servants. He sent Moses his servant, and Aaron whom he had chosen. They performed his signs among them and miracles in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made the land dark. They did not rebel against his words. Their waters into blood and caused their fish to die. Their land swarmed with frogs, even in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and there came swarms of flies and gnats throughout their country. He gave them hail for rain and fiery lightning bolts through their land. He struck down their vines and fig trees and scattered the trees of their country. He spoke and the locust came, young locusts without number, which devoured all the vegetation in their land and ate up the fruit of their ground. He struck down all the firstborn in their land, the firstfruits of all their strength. And he brought out Israel with silver and gold, and there was none among his tribes who stumbled. Egypt was glad when they departed, for dread of them had fallen upon it. He spread a cloud of a covering and fire to give light by night. They asked, and he brought quail, gave them bread from heaven in abundance. He opened the rock, and water gushed out. It flowed to the desert like a river, where he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham his servant. So he brought his people out with joy, his chosen ones with singing. And he gave them the lands of the nations, and they took possessions of the fruit of the people's toil, that they might keep his statutes and observe his laws. Praise the Lord. We have here in the Bible a recorded testament of God. We have a recorded testament of what God says, what he expects, his righteousness, his goodness, his mercy, his wrath. We have a recorded testament of our own deeds, our own history, our creation, our growth from two people to many. We have a documented history to look at of God's hand of deliverance, his love for his people, his steadfast faithfulness can be seen in the consistency of his promise to deliver. And we see the Song of Moses. Included in the Song of Moses is the history of God's hand of deliverance for Israel from Egypt, from the enemy. But a warning, about our own problems, our own sins, our own failures, our own demons that we are expected to be warned of, to fear God, to respect God, to walk in His statutes, but to possess the land, not obeying, not worshiping, not bowing down to the gods or the demons of the land that we go into possess. So we have Moses' song, the song of Moses, but we also have our own song, the story of us being found and restored unto God. We could tell people of how God saved us from our enemies. We should also tell people of how God saved us from our sins, from our failures, from our rebellions, our stubbornness, from the willful acts of error that we have made. God has made us triumphant. Jesus, our Lord, has made us triumphant from our enemies and our sins. We have the power of Scripture, and we have the testimony of God's work in our life, our life, our personal testimony, our personal witness of what God has done for us. And as you see what David said, what Moses said, I will tell of all your good works. I'm going to tell of all your good works, God. God saved me. He saved me. God, I give you glory. I give you the honor, the credit. You are due. I did not save myself, God. I did not strengthen myself in the flesh or my wisdom to bring myself up out of prison or calamity or sickness. God, you did that. Known anything right or done anything right, God, you did that. All the goodness that I have in my treasury, in my history, in my memory, God, you were there and put that there. It is you who put yourself there into my life, and I give you the glory and the credit for that, God. I do not sit on a throne. I do not reign in my life. Lord, you reign, and you are on the throne. I give you your just glory. And Lord, I pray that you are right now strengthening your people in you. Through this fast, through the prayer, through the victory, each one right after another, may they be continuous, Lord, all of your people's victories, glorying in you, increasing in the kingdom, producing fruit, Lord God, that will give you glory in the eyes and the ears of all who hear around. That you have done things, Lord. You have done wonders. You have done signs and miracles, Lord God, to your glory. To your glory, God. The lifting up of your name, Jesus. That is the center, the focus, Lord. Salvation is to restore your people unto you through Jesus. That's my prayer, God, this morning. That you break the arms of Pharaoh. Deliver your people up out of Egypt. Into the land that you promised them. With victories. Consistent. Continual. In Jesus' name. Thank you for being with me this morning. Praise God. I'll see you tomorrow morning in this headline. Hit the mark.
control the line. Let me hold you forever. Yes, you are a mighty warrior, but don't forget, don't forget. Still my child. Finding comfort in the water and the wine with you. Well, the world keeps a charging it, and I'll be with you. I'll see you through till the very end. Soldier, keep my my heart is forever. Yeah.